Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
It never gets old. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, George Levy. George Levy is the instructor with on blockchain and cryptocurrency at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. George, give us the website again, please.
Blockchaininstitute.com. That's B-L-O-C-K, institute.com. And also they can find me at bloxsar.com, B-L-O-X-S-A-R.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. George is one of our blockchain and cryptocurrency experts. George, one of the things in the previous segments we talked about Bitcoin, the halving process that's going to go on this year, and we talked about about how it's created. It is the original cryptocurrency. It is it's sustained itself because it's not connected to a corporation or any partners like the problem that the Libra had, the Facebook cryptocurrency had. The Libra is basically stuck because it's part of a corporation and corporate partners. But one of the things that's going to happen this year, and I want you to talk to us about it, is the Chinese government is creating a cryptocurrency, and the United States is going to be forced, I believe, their hand is going to be forced to create their own cryptocurrency. And you and I both know that the cryptocurrency is not the same as a fiat dollar in electronic version. It's different, isn't it?
It is indeed. One of the key things that we need to see is that you're absolutely right, that China has been already signaling for some time that they're looking at launching their own cryptocurrency. And the United States also, on a competitive move, would have to be looking at is exploring how to do that. Cryptocurrencies are different also from fiat, because one thing that people don't realize also is that when you use cryptocurrencies, every transaction is recorded on a blockchain. So for an entity like, say, China, if people are starting to use cryptocurrencies and they're doing digital transactions, there's a record of the transactions, mm-hmm. where people spend money, where it goes, right? So in some ways, you have a lot more visibility of transactions that take place on the cryptocurrency than mm-hmm. they do on a paper bill. Paper bill moving around is a lot harder to track.
See, that's the thing to point out, folks. There are a lot of advantages to cryptocurrency, but one of the issues is if a government issues their own cryptocurrency, they'll know where it went, whereas the dollar bills in your hand, now they may be able to track what you do at the bank, but and even though dollars have serial numbers, they don't really always know where your money's going. But if it's a cryptocurrency, someone will know, won't they?
Yep, absolutely, because you're leaving a record on the blockchain. And Bitcoin has got a bad rap over time. People think that Bitcoin uses it for money laundering and a lot of illegal activities. But the truth is there's a lot more illegal activities going on in dollars, because it's a lot easier to move around a case full of $100 bills,
right,
than to actually do a transaction that gets recorded permanently on the blockchain. So
when you look at the future of currency, the future of money, what do you see? You see every country having its own cryptocurrency and that just being a variation on their sovereign currency? Or do you see it becoming a wild, wild west where Amazon and Facebook and Google and George and Jim have their own currency? What do you think?
Well, the key thing is that you need to have structure around currency. So, for example, I've created my own tokens, but my tokens really have only use for me internally. It's not like I can actually go somewhere and pay in my own token, you know.
Right.
And if people did that, there would be no control. Now, the reason what makes Bitcoin so valuable is that it's already set some roots. You know, you can actually go and buy things in Bitcoin. People actually sell you products. You can go to a cryptocurrency exchange and trade it for whatever fiat currency you want. So I don't think that it's going to be a wild, wild west to that extent. What I do see is there's going to be a lot of competition and a lot of people trying to assert themselves. China stepping into the game will make a big one, because they're going to try to establish themselves as the leaders. and the U.S. will have to compete in that space as well.
That's exactly right. Our world is getting a lot more complicated because of, not just because of technology, but because of the crypto part. This is the future, in some ways, it's the future of warfare too, isn't it, George? Last thoughts.
Yes. No, absolutely. This money is power, and cryptocurrency presents a different way of looking at money. So absolutely, there's a struggle, and it's going to transform a lot of things.
George Levy, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. George, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you kindly, Jim. All the best.
We'll see you next time. Folks, please hang in there with me as we talk about these things. I know it's hard to keep up with, but it's something we have to talk about. You have to know about the crypto world. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.